Now, Kelly has a famous story about a run-in with a celebrity.
I do. I got a little
handsy.
I got a piggyback ride after a night of clubbing, and I got a foot rub from Trevor from
the boy band O-Town.
Listen, to cut him off after that. He wanted to hang out a little longer, and I'm like, no.
You're like, no, I'm a good girl.
No.
Stop it.
Exactly.
So we want to hear your random encounter with a celebrity, and I'll start with my friend from high school, Susie. Hey, good morning, Susie.
Good morning.
Hi there. I know you're a little nervous. It's okay. So we hung out with a bunch of our classmates over the weekend, and you just found out a celebrity encounter from your past, an encounter from your past was actually a celebrity.
Yes, I did. So I had to wait 27 years. Yeah, exactly. To figure out who it was. But so the story, do you want me to tell the story?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay. He's been like building this up off the air, and I have thoughts swirling in my head about what happened. So, by the way, does your husband know this story?
He does. He does now.
He does now. I love it. All right, Susie.
Okay, so first I'm going to preference that I'm a relationship kind of girl. So this is kind of weird for me, okay?
Yeah,
but I'm going to go ahead and tell the story.
All right.
So my husband and I, we dated, we broke up for a year, and then I went out and had some fun. So I'm
we're
with
on
my
a break.
Friend Kelly. Yes,
we're on a break.
Uh-huh. So my friend Kelly, who I went to high school with, and I were hanging out, and we ended up at a club in Columbus, and we saw these two guys, and she was like, those guys are somebody's. I mean, look at them. And so anyway, to make a long story short, we ended up hanging out with them that night, going back to an apartment. And to make a long story short, she hung out with one of the guys, mm-hmm. and I hung out with the other.
Mm-hmm.
I knew their names were Joe and Derek.
Okay.
That's all I knew
until
this weekend. So I'm making out with this guy named Derek, and I remember like going, oh my gosh, his body is amazing. I'm like feeling his arms.
He's like from a magazine.
I'm like, this guy is amazing. So anyway, to make a long story short, we leave. I don't know exactly how the night ended. Like I said, it was like 20 some years ago now, almost 30. But anyway, I run into Kelly this weekend, and she's telling me, and I was like, hey, do you remember, you know, that night we hung out and we, because this was, again, very unusual for me to do this.
Right.
And she was like, I totally remember. She was like, I was at a baseball game a couple years after this happened. And she was like, do you know who you made out with? And I'm like, no, some guy named Derek. She's like, Derek Jeter.
Hall of
you
Fame.
You didn't know who Derek Jeter was? Not at the time.
Derek Jeter.
His body's amazing.
Like, this guy must be an athlete. Wow.
Knocked it out of the park, didn't he?
Do I know how to pick them or what?
Right. And no, I know. And so, you know, we're like talking about it over the weekend. And I'm like, you realize that's a Hall of Fame baseball player. She's like, I do now.
Wow. Good for you.
Oh, Susie, thanks
Good
for the story.
For
that's funny. That's funny.
You know, anytime.
I love it.
I aim to please, right?
I appreciate it. All right. Yeah. Thank you, Susie.
Have a good day, guys.
You too.
Bye.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I have to think that her husband probably brags to his friends about
that. At this point, she's like, my wife made out with Derek Jeter. So, yeah.
I mean, typically, you wouldn't brag about your wife making out with anybody other than you.
We were
but
on a break.
That one, maybe.
We were on a break.
Maybe that one.
That is too funny. So, what's your celebrity encounter? We want to hear those stories.
Yeah, Jennifer's got one. When I was a kid, we were told someone famous was coming to our place over to a worship. Next thing you know, Muhammad Ali walks in.
Wow. You know, being
that's
like
fun.
Like when celebrities are from Louisville, that helps when they roll into town. I know there's a ton of like Jack Harlow stories and Jennifer Lawrence stories and Diane Sawyer stories and things like that. But yeah, would love to hear yours too. Got another message from Megan who said, my family and I were at In-N-Out Burger in West Hollywood back in 2007. My sister pointed out someone wearing Travis Barker. Or I was young and embarrassed, but eventually my sister went and approached him. We took some pictures. It was Travis Barker.
Oh, wow.
High-fived the manager. He high-fived the manager, grabbed his food, and left.
And by the way, Megan says, the way I screamed, Derek Jeter.
I know. Derek Jeter. That's kind of like what we were. Like,
exactly.
She was like, and it was so funny. She was so sweet. She was like, wait, I just found out I made out with Derek Jeter.
Well, and I have to say that that is the first name that popped in my head as soon as she said Joe and Derek. And I was just like,
yeah.
I feel like these are athletes. I feel like Derek Jeter is one of them.
Yeah, and it was.
Yep.
And it was.
Bingo.
So well done, Susie. What a great story. So yeah, we'll take some more of your stories. You can always comment at Ben and Kelly Show here on 99.7 DJX. I love all of your stories, by the way, of run-ins with celebrities. Liz commented on Facebook, I met Nelly when I worked at Macy's.
Get out, yeah, Nelly said, at Macy's?
Yeah, she says, I froze. Said the only intelligent response I could think of, and OMG, you're Nelly. Obviously super impressed with my response. He nicely says, that's what they say. Winked and proceeded up the stairs to buy a suit for Derby.
Get out.
Yep.
Congratulations, Macy's. You sold Nelly a suit for a Derby. That's great.
Yeah. Elizabeth.
Hi. So I posted on Facebook earlier that I had met Bill Murray by selling him a Christmas.
Oh, yeah. A Christmas tree when he worked at St. Matthew's, what, Seed and Feed or something?
Seed and Feed. Yes, yes, yes. That is a true fact. And he actually tipped very well and donated to the Children's Hospital. And he gave me an autograph after.
Aww.
I said, I know exactly who you are. And he said, this you. And I said, yes, you're Bill Murray.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is hysterical.
Yes, a man who you don't ever see much anymore, but yes, he was here when his son was working with U of L.
That's a good story. Thank you,
That's
Elizabeth.
That's awesome. Elena said we ran into Joey McIntyre from New Kids on the Block when we were in Columbus going to see them a couple of years ago. Just walking in the park before the concert, he biked up to us. And next thing you know, my mom is screaming. My grandma's over there freaking out. And I'm just speechless pointing at him.
Brandy met a Backstreet Boy.
Oh.
She met AJ. She said, met AJ from the Backstreet Boys in Orlando at a Golden Corral restaurant.
Stop it. That's random.
Yeah. This was when they first were starting out. Sister pointed him out. I stood right next to him. Still didn't believe it was him. He was on a date. took his date to the Golden Corral.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I love that. My sister went in and asked him if he was in fact AJ, and he said he was, gave us autographs on a piece of napkin. Super nice guy.
That's great. Brittany said ran into Little Richard at the Louisville airport back in the 90s on her way out to Vegas. He was heading back home to LA. Must have been really slap happy because it was so early in the morning that I literally yelled out, Little Richard, I love you, and ran over to hug him. He yelled back, I love you too. The bodyguard looked uncomfortable, but let him hug me anyway. I asked for an autograph. He handed me a book of prayers that he had already signed. He was so sweet and a beautiful person. That's pretty great.
That is good. Amanda said, I was 5 months pregnant visiting London, got on the tube. Yeah. And a man saw me and gave me a seat. I didn't recognize him right away, but my husband did. It was Cillian Murphy.
Oh yeah, he's got a distinct look.
Yes, he
like,
does.
You kind of understand he's at least famous.
Yes.
Angie in Indiana said, when I worked at Churchill Downs, a very famous pop artist. I will not mention a name, but his first name starts with a J, and he's still very famous to this day. Threw a huge fit because his table was not next to a window, and he left. But on the same note, Kid Rock was helping the hostess seat people all afternoon just to be fun. And she said, put it this way, Kelly Kay would be very upset because it's one of her celebrity crushes. Bet you can guess his last initial.
Is it T?
It's got to be T.
It's got to be T.
It's got to be Timberlake.
Deanna said, I saw Britney Spears at an Abercrombie & Fitch when I was in Destin, Florida in 2004 when in spring break in high school. She was surrounded by security. No, we didn't interact with her at all, but it was truly the last place I'd ever expect to see a celebrity.
Wow. That's crazy. Well, speaking of last place, you know, restroom.
Yeah.
You, Al Roker.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I forgot
Backside
about that.
Derby,
sure.
Churchill
yeah.
Downs.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Met, or didn't really meet. I had an encounter with Al Roker in the bathroom at Churchill Downs.
That he probably still regrets to this day.
Tweeted about it, and then he retweeted and said, this is why I hate Twitter.
So Ben's the reason that Ben probably hates Kentucky as well.
Yeah, yeah. He hasn't been back much since.
I don't think he's been back at all since.
So are we blaming that on me?
I think so. I think we're going to go ahead and pin that on you.
Okay. Okay, anyways, great stories. Maybe we'll have to come back to that, all right? Because we got a ton still to get to on 99.7 DJX.